قضيت صوم غد عن أدائهم فرض شهر رمضان هذه السنة الله تعالى إيمانا واحتسابا لوجه الله الكريم عز وجل.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, Cherisher, Nourisher and Sustainer of all the world. I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace. May the peace, the mercy and the blessings of Allah be upon each and everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of Islamia College and Masjidul Furqan, we wish each one of you and your families and loved ones a Ramadan Kareem, and may Allah grant us the full blessings of this month of spiritual rejuvenation and moral elevation. This special month of Ramadan, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Siyam, Shahrul Qiyam, Shahrul Ghufran, the month of revelation, the month of fasting, the month of the night prayer, and the month of forgiveness. In the past 3 years, we have come a long way with lessons that we have learned and memories that we shared of Ramadan nights. We have covered themes like Rihal Ibra al-Quran al-Kareem, Journey through the Quran, Nubala Hawla al-Mustafa, Noble Ones around the Chosen One, about companions of the Prophet, and Al-Hikmah min Irth al-Islam, Wisdom from the Legacy of Islam. Our theme for this Ramadan, inshaAllah, will be Durus al-Haya min Qisas al-Anbiya fi Kitab Allah, Life Lessons from the Stories of Prophets in the Holy Quran. Here we intend taking incidences from the lives of Prophets, extracted from the Holy Quran itself, and some of these episodes may indeed be thought-provoking, many will be eye-opening, some will be clearing misconceptions, and yet others will be heartwarming. But all of them cited in the Taraweeh, an incident pertaining to Nabi Adam alayhi salam, our common ancestor, father of humanity, the prototype of man, the first prophet of Allah, Adam alayhi salam. And the verse was, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمِ كُلَّهَا. Whereafter Allah commanded the angels, قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ أَبَى. He refused. This particular event, highly controversial it may seem, raises many questions, among which are, who is this Iblis referred to in the story of Adam alayhi salam? Was he an angel? How could there be a command by Allah to prostrate to someone other than Allah, and from against Allah's command to prostrate himself before Adam? And the term Iblis from the word balasa in Arabic implies despair, or also talbis, meaning that which causes confusion and chaos. Earliest Muslim historians like Muhammad ibn Ishaq reported that one of the companions of Rasulullah, his nephew Abdullah ibn Abbas, company of angels, and was called Azazil, and was one of the most active worshippers until he disobeyed Allah's command. Thus, while Azazil was in the company of angels, man came to submit to Allah, and him being in the company of angels, refused to submit. Iblis could not have been of the angels. Because himself makes it very clear, two reasons. Angels cannot disobey Allah. Malaika, Allah says, angels do not disobey Allah, rather they follow His command. But Iblis was rather a type of unseen creation, invisible creation if you will, called jinn, as is evidenced in the Quran. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمِ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِ. Allah documents that in Surah Kahf, that Allah commanded him, the angels, all of them submitted, except Iblis, he was of the jinn, and therefore not of the angels. We know angels are made from light. In Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah said, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ نُورِ. But we also know human beings, on the other hand, are made of clay or soil. Allah says in Surah Sa'd, Allah says, إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ طِينٍ. Human beings created from clay or soil. And jinn, of course, Allah says in Surah Hijr, وَالْجَانْ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ, are made from fire. So he was indeed not of the angels, but in the company of angels, but he was of the jinn, created from fire. But another issue arises here. Iblis was also of the shayateen. So what is shaytan then? Because people assume that shaytan and Iblis are the same. The word shaytan in the Quran and in Arabic is derived from the word shatana, which means impure, improper, immoral, corrupt, dishonorable, and harmful. All of these imply from the word shatana. And shaytan refers to an entity that is rebellious and detrimental or harmful, irrespective of whether it be a human being or jinn or any other creation of Allah. Because you find in the Quran the term shaitan has been used even for human beings. For example, Allah says in Surah An'am, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ, and for every prophet, عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ, you'll find their enemies towards these prophets, shaitans from jinn and from human beings. شَيَاطِينَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ, shaitans from among human beings and to harmful substances, microbes, even bacteria or viruses. For example, it's a hadith that says, don't leave a vessel of water uncovered, shaitan may go into it. So people think shaitan physically goes in there. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Example of that, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajha said, لا تشرب الماء من ثلمة الإناء ولا من عروة فإن الشيطان يقعد على العروة والثلمة. Do not drink water from the broken portion of a vessel, from the cracks in a vessel, because nor from the handle where people hold on, because that is where shaitan resides. It could refer to perhaps, Allahu alam, to bacteria or harmful substances. In other words, anything harmful, injurious, whether human or jinn or otherwise, could be a manifestation of shaitan. Shaitan is a common noun. It's a common noun. But Iblis is specific. It is a proper noun. Therefore, Iblis is, so to say, the grand shaitan. That deviant jinn, the first of all shayateen, who disobeyed Allah's orders, which was to prostrate to Adam. Now comes another dilemma. Why would Allah instruct a creation of His to make sajda to another creation of His? Sajda is one of the essentials of our daily prayer in Islam. It's one of the cornerstones. And it means our prostration to Allah during our prayer, the salah, which we do in the direction of the Kaaba, which is in Mecca. And this position of the sajda, where we put our forehead on the ground, is associated particularly with the Islamic form of worship. In fact, it is the climax, the highest point of our worship, as mentioned in the hadith in Sahih Muslim and in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, where the Rasul said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٍ, the closest a person can come to his Lord is while he was in sujood in prayer. Imam Hussein al-Baghawi, a renowned interpreter, mufassir of the Quran, scholar of hadith, jurist, he says, وَلَوْ أَمَرَنَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَن نَسْجُدْ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ غَيْرِ لَسَجَدْنَا لِذَٰلِكَ الْغَيْرِ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَسُجُودُ الْمَلَائِكَ لِآدَمَ عِبَادَةُ اللَّهِ. When Allah commands you to do something, you do that command and you're doing it in obedience to Allah's command. So Allah says do something, you're not doing it because you are worshipping something other than Allah, but Allah commands you to do it, so you do it in accordance with the command of Allah. And therefore Imam al-Tabari goes on to say, ذَلِكَ السُّجُودُ تَشْرِفَ لَيْسَ بِسُجُودِ عِبَادَةِ. Of course, you know Tabari is the Mufassir, Tafsir al-Tabari, very famous, and Tariq al-Rusul al-Muluk, very famous historian, faqih, jurist, interpreter, and historian. He said, when Allah commanded, it was in obedience to Allah, in worship to Allah, but in order to honor Adam according to His command. Some scholars explain, and some of our teachers said, and they explain, when we perform salah, we are commanded by Allah to perform salah in the direction of the Kaaba. We pray in front of the Kaaba, make sujood in front of the Kaaba. Nobody worships the Kaaba. We worship Allah in the Kaaba. And Allahu A'lam. But this brings us to another question. Why in this incident did Iblis refuse to obey the command of Allah to submit to Adam or to bow to Adam? In Surah A'raf it says, He was asked, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِلْ أَمَرْتُكَ. Oh Iblis, what prevented you from bowing down or prostrating when Allah commanded you? قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. He said, I am better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ. You made me from fire. وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. You made him from soil or from clay. So the reason for Iblis disobeying the command of Allah was that he considered himself better than Adam. Because he felt that Adam was created from soil while Iblis himself was made from fire. And the question arises, besides disobeying Allah, is there any validity in the argument, the seemingly rational argument, of Iblis? Because I've heard as a child, people say, see, reasoning is wrong. See, Adam, he rationalized and reasoning led him astray. No, no, no. His reasoning was wrong. It was not reasoning that misled him. It was his wrong reasoning because it was not completely rational. Because the basis of Iblis' disobedience to Allah's command was the difference in the physical makeup between himself and Adam. I am from fire, he is from dust, and I am better than dust. So, let us evaluate that. Fire, of course, has great value. The source of heat, also a source of energy. But also the main component of Jahannam. But, as for soil or clay, among the primary components of soil and clay is water, the liquid of life, organic matter, gases, microorganisms. But primarily the main thing, 45 to 50% is made up of minerals. Minerals which are found in the human body and which are also found in soil. Because we say human beings and soil are, chemical systems and they share common compositions. Because we find in soil oxygen, hydrogen, carbon, sulfur, phosphor, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, iron, silicon, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, fluorine, all of these are found in soil and all of these are essential for human life. They're also found in the human body. For another time, about the creation and why Allah chose us to make us from this substance. So we must be cognizant of the fact that if the start of the argument is wrong, I am better than him because I'm from fire, if the beginning of his argument was wrong, the end of the argument will also be wrong. If the premise is false, the conclusion will be incorrect. So fire is not necessarily better than soil. Iblis rationalized his decision to disobey Allah, but the basis of his argument was flawed, unsound, and therefore incorrect. By the way, Adam alayhi salam was not mere soil. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. When I fashioned him, I designed him, Allah says, I breathed into him. So it's pure arrogance on his part, but nonetheless. So actually, Aba wastakbar. He refused out of arrogance. No reasoning. He was trying to rationalize, and we do that very often. We do something wrong, we try to excuse it. Why did you steal? But other people steal. Why did you lie? But they also lie. But you're still a liar. So we rationalize what we do. So he said, Aba wastakbar. Iblis refused out of arrogance. So here is the lesson for all of us. It must be noted that people who sincerely, or any creation that looks up to Allah, can never look down upon the creation of Allah. And wise ones have cautioned, documented in the Sunan of Imam al-Bayhaqi, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ جَهْلًا أَن يَعْجَبَ بِنَفْسِهِ. Sufficient is it a sign of your stupidity, of your unculturedness, of your uncouthness, that you think yourself better than others. So he's Rasulullah said, or the Quran says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Surely Allah does not love the conceited nor the arrogant ones. And the Prophet warned us, hadith documented in Sahih Muslim, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. That person will not enter paradise who has an atom's weight or a weight of a seed of arrogance in his heart. Three primary lessons we take tonight. Every night we'll have the lessons we learn. Tonight, at least three primary lessons. One, the primary lesson learned from the rather controversial incident that occurred in the life of Adam alayhi salam. One, obey the command of Allah and never disobey Allah. Do not be like Iblis and never be a manifestation of Shaitan. Do not be like Iblis nor ever be a manifestation of Shaitan. In other words, neither be deviant nor be a cause of wrongfulness or mischief or harm. Point number two. Be cautious of how we rationalize things, how we rationalize and justify things. If our assumptions are incorrect, our understanding of things will be defective. And because if the premise of our reasoning is mistaken, then the conclusions we come to will be wrong. And thirdly, realize the fact, the first sin documented is one that emanates from arrogance. And arrogance can never, ever be part of the characteristic of a true believer. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.